Bon Jovi, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. It's 7:15. Live this morning, thanks to Get Real Workwear and Safety. Saving a bit of money at this time of the year, and of course with COVID, will come in nice and handy if you win $90. In the Nuts, we'll play it very soon. 22 degrees to Cowie right now.
Yeah, whether or not you put that towards health insurance coverage, that's a different story because... It's a tough thing. Do you keep it or do you have it or do you just put some money into a different account just in case you do get sick? That's what David Kosh was saying from Sunrise.
We want to know if you keep your health insurance, you get rid of it.
Bev's in Serena now. Bev, you had it, but you had to get rid of it?
And last year I had to drop it because I could no longer afford to be paying that much a month. And I'm quite healthy and getting nothing back in return.
Is it worth putting that money into a separate account? That's what David Kosh from Sunrise reckons you should be doing.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, I put the money in account and use it that way because I would have paid these guys $100,000.
Yeah, for what? For nothing in return. It's ridiculous, right? I'm with you. Bev, thank you for the call there. Stay there and we'll grab some details and send you off to the Airlie Beach Hotel if you win that on Friday.
Rod's in Cuttable, mate. Have you got health insurance at the moment?
Yeah, I do, mate.
Is it worth it, do you reckon, or are you keeping it or get rid of it?
I don't reckon it's worth it, but I'm keeping it for the simple fact is if you and your partner earn over a certain amount come tax time, the government hits you 1.5% anyhow of your overall income, so you may as well pay for health cover.
Yeah.
And have it there, because otherwise it's going to cost you any air. So as that lady said, the harder you work in this country, the more you get penalised.
That's ridiculous.
And now they've got the death tax on top of everything. They're looking at that now too.
What's a death tax?
Well, you know, when you die, part of that money comes out of your estate.
Wow.
When my grandfather died, mate, back many years ago, they took 3/4 of his property. He had a 20,000-acre property, and they took 3/4 of it to pay death duties.
Wow.
Isn't that ridiculous? You just can't. Yeah. It's not even cheap to die these days. Thanks for your call, mate. You're in the draw as well for the Airlie Beach weekend away. Let us know on our Facebook page. Crazy stuff. Hey, J&A for breakfast this morning here at Triple M.